Welcome to the Football Podcast. This is your host, Mr. Number 9.
And this is The Full.
Hello, everyone. Yes, we have been away for a while. Lots and lots has happened. We did a bit of a preview before we left of the Premiership and a bit of a road to Russia.
Yeah.
Which were really interesting in pretty much every qualifying group.
Yeah.
So now we will start off with the Premiership. And it has started with a hiss and a roar. At this stage, The two Manchester clubs are basically killing it, I think, is a fair way to describe it.
At the moment, yeah. Chelsea's hanging in there.
Yeah, Chelsea, Tottenham Hotspur, Liverpool, Heck, Watford and Arsenal are not out of it by any stretch of the imagination. Heck, no team in the Premiership at the moment is out of it at this early in the stage.
Other than Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace have caught 28 points after December 4 and finished how many places above?
Yeah. But I think zero after six games and no goals scored. That might be interesting to see that.
Crystal Palace have already starting their relegation battle. West Ham are equal points with Leicester City at 4 and just above them, obviously Burnham at the point behind them on 3, and just above them there's Stoke and Swansea. Well, we've been talking about Swansea for a long time. It's difficult not to see them in that relegation battle this season.
I'm thinking that's looking, at least for the moment, going to be that sort of relegation.
I feel like West Ham could also struggle. It really depends on how much they back their coach, Slaven Bilic, and what the players do. And Leicester City also could struggle, but once again, their coach has done well for them.
Yeah.
Shakespeare. So then those two teams, I think, might be comfortably mid-table or even upper mid-table. Bournemouth, they're becoming wily competitors at this relegation battle lark. I don't think they will be relegated, but they could well be in that fight.
Yeah. The only problem I'm looking at these teams is there's just starting a little bit of a gap opening up between them and the rest of the table, which is going to make it harder.
Crystal Palace, I don't think any of us have seen anything really that makes us feel optimistic about them. There's nothing about their play where we go, they've been playing well but losing. Like, that's what I get with AFC Burnham.
They
lost that game against Manchester City where they did play well, and they played right. City got the goals they needed to get away with that game, but Burnham could have easily won that game and could have easily drawn that game.
Yes.
They've played a lot of tough teams early on, so once they start playing more of the mid-table teams and their fellow relegation strugglers, they will pick up some points.
Yeah.
Their team spirit is a big part in whether you get relegated or not, and I feel like AFC Bournemouth have a good team spirit. It is good to see teams like Brighton and Hove Albion, who just got promoted and are arguably the smallest club in the league. And it's good that they're getting the points now, because I still think they will be in that relegation battle.
I think so too. But they have been playing quite well.
They have been
picking up some good games.
And
so
it's good to get the points now. Yeah. Then later on when it's under pressure and...
Well, exactly. It's one of those things. It's a good way of ensuring you get the stay up, is that you go into the new season, you're on a high, you know, you've got, especially first time in the Premier League, we're here, and you use that to fuel some good performances and get some good points on the board early.
Yep.
And before some of the other more established teams are sort of, you know, maybe they've had a bit of a disrupted transfer season, you know, they haven't quite got everything sorted, but you know, Brighton obviously have, so get those points, it gives them that bit of a buffer. I mean, they're already up to 7 points, so...
Yeah. To be fair, any team could get relegated, even Manchester City or Manchester United at this stage. So we can't say the battle's turning up. I don't think if you're a Bournemouth fan, you're too worried. I think if you're a West Ham fan, you're slightly worried.
Yeah.
A Leicester fan, you might also be slightly worried. And Palace fans, you should be very worried.
Palace fans should be very worried, you're right. I think you're right. West Ham and Leicester, their fans would be thinking this is not really ideal start. But at the same time, it's something that can be turned around.
Absolutely. Top of the table, both Manchester City and Manchester United have been dominating sides. Manchester United at the moment have the best defense in the league, and Manchester City have the best offense in the league. And nobody should be surprised. This is what Manchester City had threatened to do for a very, very long time. To be fair, I am wrong about that. Manchester City are co-equal in best defense with Manchester United. Now that I relook at that table, so
United's just been better at home defensively.
Yep.
City have been equal away and home. I mean, it's only 2 goals scored against either team.
It's going to be matches like that game United played against Southampton where they snuck in a win and managed to get that 2-2 draw with Stoke.
Yeah.
But again, games like that Stoke game are games United need to win. And Manchester City also similarly need to win games. The game that they drew against Everton. But all that being said, Manchester City have a fantastic offense. It's going to be interesting now that they are a man short with Aguero out for 12 weeks.
I know, that's crazy.
I think any football fan and Premiership fan in general are going to be upset. Like, it's one thing if he were to be suspended because of disciplinary troubles or he just picked up an injury in the game. That's part and parcel of football. But, you know, to completely no fault of his own. Get into a car accident and, like, club loses him for
for some time. I mean, you say it's completely all over the place.
Yeah, so
it's crazy. You know, say, in a taxi and then
but at the end of the day, like, looking at what that taxi looked like at the end, he's quite lucky to be alive.
Alright, I haven't seen the pictures yet, but no, I just was reading a bit of the
words, yeah, at the end of the day, his club can't complain. Like, he wasn't driving, he was in a cab. It's not even like he was in his friend's car and they were running around.
It's completely unlucky in that, you know, it's nothing the Guerrero could really do about it, nothing anybody could do it other than, I haven't read the full details about it. I don't know how much the cab driver was at fault or the other driver, but
apparently the cab driver lost control. That could be for any number of reasons. It could be bad conditions, etc., etc. We can't really know, and it's not really fair to speculate.
No,
but we do have a post. There is a post accident picture, and it looked pretty awful.
I can imagine. Oh, that is pretty horrible. We'll put that up on the blog as well. But that's a wrecked car. But that said,
airbags, seatbelt, pretty much everything.
Yeah, that's a wrecked car there. So he's pretty lucky, really.
Yeah,
be able to get out of it. Even it's only 10-12 weeks. It's not that long a time for having a serious accident.
That is true. I mean, to be fair, it's a broken rib, so that's probably, there's a difference between him being fully healed and being ready to go back and play football with a lot of pain.
And he'll be, it's enough time for it to have healed enough that he can play and be in tackles and stuff.
Yeah.
It all strapped up and all
that. It also depends on how City are doing at that point, I think. City are doing okay and they don't really need to rush him back in, I think they will
sit him
down and go, look, we'd rather you fully recover. You're going to play in the World Cup next year if Argentina qualify. this is what's best for you.
I'm sure Aguero would totally agree.
It's also a blow for Argentina, should we not forget that.
Yeah.
We will get into this because that is the most interesting group in the qualifying at the moment. But definitely sad news for Premiership and football fans all around.
Though I'm sure City will manage to
find... I think City, attacking-wise, have the depth.
Yeah.
You can't replace a player like Aguero, of course.
No. But you can cover.
You can cover. And Guardiola is a very, very experienced coach. He knows how to change the system to fit a new player. And Gabriel Jesus has been in very good form.
Oh, yeah.
So I think definitely Manchester City, while they will miss Aguero, their attack is not necessarily that much weaker.
No.
We will see how they match up against Chelsea. It'll be Conte versus Guardiola. Their first matchup this season. I think Guardiola now kind of gets what the Premiership is about, and I think he kind of just about has the squad he wants. Chelsea, we know, wanted to buy more players. Conte did not hide the fact that he was not happy with
how
transfer dealings went, and frankly, I do not blame him.
Not too upset with who we have got.
Yeah.
But
Chelsea have a team that can, first 11, that can beat Manchester City and vice versa. Chelsea are at home.
We did have the slightly later Champions League run, so it's Man City have the slightly longer rest between before that. So I know Conte was having a bit of a moan about that as well. That it's just a bit, he felt like they should have... The Premier League should delay.
It's a classic mind games play, which Conte played, and we would be disappointed if he didn't play that card. Because
it's the stock standard card, right? We had the last game. Oh, it's so close. This is like scheduling. Oh my god!
It's like when you get a free spell action, and it makes your players lose more pressure, and you and puts more pressure on the opposition players. Yeah, so of course you got to play it.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I agree with them, but I think they definitely, City and Chelsea, it's very going to be very evenly matched. And this is the game we're going to see if Chelsea are going to be really good challengers and they're going to break the monopoly that the two Manchester sides have had so far in this
challenges with defenders, Devin. Just come on.
Break the monopoly that they've had in the top of the table. Or
at the moment,
will City basically, if City can push Chelsea aside, they are putting up their championship credentials.
Oh yeah, and they're saying, "Yep, this is our season."
This is the start of the City season. The City dynasty. Similarly, we've got a tough matchup from the other side of the table with West Ham United playing Swansea City at home.
Ooh.
This is a must-win for both clubs, I think.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I think a draw would actually be quite favourable to the other relegation people who are also coincidentally playing each other, AFC Bournemouth and Leicester City.
At Bournemouth, yeah.
At Bournemouth. Those two games are going to play a huge role in the relegation challenge. Unfortunately for Crystal Palace, they play Man United at home.
Yeah.
And I think United have not have only dropped that one game against Stoke.
Yeah, and so that was, they've only had goals scored to them away from home.
Yep.
So United kept clean sheets at home.
Yep.
Crystal Palace have not yet scored either home or away.
Crystal Palace, I don't think, have won a game at Old Trafford. Therefore, it's a tough ask for them. If they do it, then this is the start of their comeback, escape. If they can beat Man United at Old Trafford, that's a sort of result that starts your great escape, your recovery of your season. I just don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening. To be fair, with Crystal Palace and the sort of form they've got at the moment, even though it's early days, even just a goal at Old Trafford might be enough to revamp the season
and
give it there. They're looking for.
To be honest, I'm seeing another wipeout, Man United, maybe 4-0, 5-0, the way it's been going.
Yeah, no, I think something similar to what City did last weekend.
A closer game will be our Watford versus West Bromwich game. But West Bromwich are 12th place at the moment, Watford 6th, but I don't think either side, I don't think that's a fair indication of gap in the two sides. It's only 6 games.
And it's only 3 points between those two.
Yep, Watford, if they can beat West Brom away from home, that's going to be a big boost in their season and their credentials for trying to qualify into Europe.
Yes.
We have Southampton playing Stoke. Southampton are a good side. Once again, they're in the bottom half of the table at 11th. And Stoke are in 16th. Stoke definitely need to win this game against Southampton to, push themselves out of that relegation zone.
Especially
since they're at home, and especially since pretty much all their relegation rivals are going to drop some, at least one, people are going to drop points.
Yes, yes.
Crystal Palace will definitely drop points, and somebody from those other two games will have to drop points. They can't all come away with wins. And in that note, I think Huddersfield hosting Tottenham should also be worried. Tottenham are notoriously terrible at home because they're playing at Wembley, but amazing away. And I feel like they'll continue. I think they'll have a good win against Huddersfield.
Yeah. Tottenham sort of need to do that to keep in touch with the top three sides, especially if Chelsea managed to win.
Yeah, wouldn't it be amazing if Tottenham managed to end the season with winning all their away games?
That would be quite amazing. They can lose one against Chelsea. It would actually be amazing for a team to go through a season undefeated away and then hardly winning at home.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
The only team to have been undefeated away are Arsenal and Preston North End. Preston North End back in the second ever English league, and they were undefeated that season.
Wow.
And Arsenal were undefeated that season.
Yeah.
Therefore, Spurs would they've already, I believe, lost a game this season. So if they were to be undefeated away from home, they would be the only team to be undefeated away from home and not be undefeated at home. But very, very unlikely, and it's far too early in the season to tell. I think Tottenham's home form will turn around as they start getting more and more away wins. And that confidence, and Tottenham are a good side, and they have a lot of team spirit, like, as I mentioned about AFC Bournemouth.
They're definitely
I don't see them keeping their Wembley hoodoo. I think they'll start winning more games. They definitely need to keep winning games if they want to challenge for a challenge for the Premiership, which is where we know Tottenham want to be at.
Yeah.
So unlike Arsenal, that they want to be competing for the championship every season, and they want they definitely want to finish top four minimum, which we've established last season is not necessarily needed for Arsene Wenger to keep his job. Speaking of Arsenal, they play Brighton and Hove Albion at home. Arsenal are on a bit of a comeback this season. Slowly getting, but surely getting better.
Yeah.
I feel like that is a game they can definitely, they should definitely win.
Yes, I think so.
And they should start making their climb up the table to eventually finish fifth again. Everton play Burnley, which is going to be a close game. These are the sort of games Everton traditionally lose points in. They've not been playing their best.
No, they've been playing pretty horribly. This is really they've got to...
I think Burnley can sneak in a win here.
Yeah, good old Chris Wood might be able to do it for Burnley here. But this is the sort of one where Everton need to start turning their season around. They've had a pretty horrible start to the season. It's not been their best. They've been very, very ordinary and finding themselves very low on that table. So this is the sort of thing where they've really just turn around in front of the home fans and start, you know, giving their season some meaning again.
Newcastle, Liverpool. 20 years ago, this would be a top of the table clash between two championship sides, and traditionally Newcastle do not lose to Liverpool at home.
No.
Even in seasons where they've been relegated. Liverpool have a fantastic attack. We all know it. Possibly the best attack in the league after City in terms of pure potential.
Yeah.
I say that as a Man United fan, so that should tell you how good they are. But defensively, they have been atrocious. Yeah. This is relegation level type, like, not necessarily in their stats, but in the way they defend.
Even in their stats, I mean, they've had 11 goals against. Other than Watford, don't think anybody in the top, you have to go all the way down to Everton at 14th before you get another one in double digits.
Yeah.
Liverpool, Watford at 5th and 6th, and then Everton in 14th.
Ironically, Newcastle are better in the defence at the moment.
Yeah.
And Newcastle are going to be difficult to play at home. I think Liverpool will find it tough to beat Newcastle, and I think Newcastle are going to win that game.
I think so too, because Newcastle's actually been playing pretty well.
Yeah.
They've been having decent games. They've been showing some great form. The defence has actually been pretty good, I think. But all those things, they haven't really quite clicked at all in the attack yet.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a decent attack. I would expect a bit better than what they've done so far. But I'd see it hard for Liverpool to win this one.
I think Newcastle know what they have to do. They just have to absorb the pressure from Liverpool.
Yeah.
Wait for Liverpool to make a mistake, which they will do.
And
just capitalise.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what they will do.
So that's our review of the Premiership so far. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll hope to see you next time.
See you next time.
Now we will go into the road